its current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. America's armed forces exist for two main reasons: to defend its citizens and to provide humanitarian relief. It takes a lot of training to wage war and keep the peace. This week, the Michigan National Guard has been thinking about what its troops would do in the event of the unthinkable, a nuclear explosion. Hundreds of people across the state are completing a week-long drill known as Operation Northern Exposure. Here to tell us more about the exercise, Lieutenant Colonel Bill Humes, the Public Affairs Officer for the Michigan National Guard, and Lieutenant Colonel Ray Stemmitz, a Michigan National Guard officer and the director of the exercise. Welcome to Current State. Glad you're here today. Describe Operation Northern Exposure here for us, Bill. What's the scenario? What happens where?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to tell how Michigan National Guardsmen are able to better support the citizens of the great state of Michigan. And Northern Exposure provides one of those opportunities for us to increase our interagency partnerships with local, state, and federal responders in the case of a complex catastrophe like the scenario for this exercise.
What happens, though, exactly? What kinds of things are happening, and where are they happening?
Well, Northern Exposure is a chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear consequence management exercise that we're using to confirm the readiness of the Michigan National Guard and some other forces to better be able to respond to any type of catastrophe that affects the citizens of the great state of Michigan. The exercise itself is being conducted at venues throughout the state, such as in Battle Creek, Grand Rapids, Muskegon, Muskegon Heights, and up in Grayling, Michigan. And this spread of venues across the state really provides us an opportunity to interact with the maximum amount of local, state, and federal responders to increase our interagency partnerships and understanding.
How many people total are involved in this exercise?
Well, there's over 2,000 Michigan National Guardsmen that are participating and approximately over 500 partnered agencies.
And again, the goal, maximize readiness. Is that it in a couple of words?
Well, yeah, in essence, you can never prepare enough for America's worst day.
What goes into coordinating the movement of so many people at multiple locations?
There is a vast array of staff and resources available to help synchronize the movements of vehicles on the road, resources being moved over land by air, and in putting the right capability at the right location to support the local communities.
Bill Humes, there were talk about several of these venues here, Camp Grayling, the Guard's largest training facility, to Muskegon, and a few sites in between. How did the activities at each site contribute to your goals here exactly?
Well, I'd like to also say thank you, first of all, for giving us a chance to explain what the Michigan National Guard is doing. Like Ray said, one of the objectives of the exercise was to confirm the readiness of the Michigan Guard units that are tasked with providing support to civil authorities in the event of a catastrophic disaster. So these venues allowed the Michigan Guard units to practice that support right alongside the civilian agencies that we would support in, like Ray said, in America's worst day. So, one of the probably the biggest reason we selected these venues and didn't just restrict our training to, say, Camp Grayling or Fort Custer was it allowed the involvement of those civilian responders that we would partner alongside to assist the civilians of the great state of Michigan.
Understood. Our guests today, Lieutenant Colonel Bill Humes, the Public Affairs Officer for the Michigan National Guard, along with Lieutenant Colonel Ray Stemmitz, a Michigan National Guard officer who coordinated the exercise. The Guard has wrapped up a week-long training exercise called Operation Northern Exposure, which was designed to simulate a nuclear attack in Michigan. One venue in the drill we mentioned here was Fort Custer, the Army post outside Battle Creek. There, the Guard staged a simulated riot, and we've got a little audio to play here in the background to get a taste of that. Let's listen to it. So they're chanting, "Let us in, Give us some context here. Let us into where. Where did all those people want to go?
So in the event of a mass catastrophe, a complex catastrophe, like such as Hurricane Katrina or Hurricane Sandy, there are staging bases that are set up outside the impacted area, the affected area, that are used for logistics, planning, support operations prior to going into the affected area. And Fort Custer represents one of those logistics staging areas. And so the people you just heard are Michigan citizens that are looking for food, shelter, medical attention, and they approach the base trying to gain access to the base to receive that medical attention. And the soldiers there did a great job in working with the citizens to try and meet their needs without disrupting the life-saving and mitigation of human suffering operations that the base was supporting.
Kind of the grim reality of a real serious disaster, up close and personal. Are drills like this mandatory?
Drills like this aren't mandatory, but they're a best practice. The only way we can get better to meet the needs, to meet what the demands of the people of the state of Michigan have for us in the event of something like this, we have to maintain our edge. And so these drills provide us that opportunity to do it.
I mean, does the federal government have any role in this? I mean, do they recommend this? Do they mandate this?
The federal government definitely provides a lot of support to make an exercise like this happen. U.S. Northern Command is part of this, U.S. Army North. These are the two military agencies that provide us oversight on the federal side to be able to support operations such as to be able to support civil support activities such as like this.
Bill, can you tell us how have Michigan Guard troops ever have had to put any of this training to the test in real-world scenarios? Has there been the need for that to actually put these skills to work?
So in my short time as the public affairs officer, and even I would say relatively short in the National Guard, I've been in the Guard since 2000, there have not, in my experience, been a civil disturbance to this size and scope where the National Guard was directed by the governor to provide assistance. But exercises like this do, like Ray said, allow us to kind of maintain that skill set and make sure those skills don't atrophy. And if the governor ever does need to look to the National Guard for some assistance, we can jump into the situation and provide assistance immediately.
I mean, the Missouri National Guard played a role in Ferguson last August. Is it a similar, do you anticipate similar scenarios there?
Well, we're not necessarily anticipating civil unrest like what you saw in Ferguson. What we're kind of anticipating and using this exercise as an opportunity to work with those local civilian responders who we be working for in the event of something like this, to better develop our coordination and policies and procedures of how we'll do this. Like, for instance, just recently, the past year, the floods in Detroit, where there was vehicles strewn all over the roads after the water receded, or, for instance, in Portland, just recently with the tornadoes and the straight winds that came through, collapsed buildings on the citizens of Portland, this exercise is actually taking those things and taking it to the next level. For instance, in Portland, it didn't really exceed the capabilities of the local responders to respond and deal with the five people that were trapped inside the building. However, if you think about a nuclear blast in the downtown Grand Rapids, there would be a lot more of those little mini Portlands all throughout the Grand Rapids area. And as an agency of last resort, you know, the Department of Defense provides a lot of capability to support civilian responders to deal with situations like that.
Lieutenant Colonel Ray Stemmitz, Lieutenant Colonel Bill Humes, our guest from the Michigan National Guard. We're talking about a week-long training exercise called Operation Northern Exposure, which was designed to simulate a nuclear attack in Michigan. We got less than a minute here. How do you know when your troops have got these skills down? Do you ever know that?
You never have it down enough. You can never get there fast enough. You can never provide enough resources, and you can never do it to the highest enough standard to support the citizens of Michigan. So they demand a lot, and they deserve a lot. And that's why we always have to keep practicing, to keep improving, because you're never there. You always have another step to go to be ready.
Of course. We want to thank both of you guys for coming in today. Lieutenant Colonel Ray Stemmitz, Michigan National Guard officer who coordinated Operation Northern Exposure. We've also been joined by Lieutenant Colonel Bill Humes, the public affairs officer for the Michigan National Guard. Many thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.